Yevamos chapter 8, Mishnah 2. So it says the next Mishnah, Ezer Petzur Daka. What is this Petzur Daka? It says, Kol Shiniftsu Habaitim Shiloh. Any person, and it's not even a kohen, it's anybody who has a crushed testicle, Vafil Achas Mahem, and even if one of them is crushed, such a person is not allowed to marry a Jewess. A person with a crushed testicle is not allowed to marry a Jewess.
Crushed meaning physically crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. The Chrush Shafcha, and what is the other one? That's Kol Shinikras Hagid. He says it's any person whose member has been cut. But Ve'im Nishtayer Me'atara Afilu Kechut Hasara. But if there's even a hair's thread holding it together, kosher, then it's still kosher. So Scotty explains all of these things are only where it happens by the hand of man. It's an interesting thing. If it happens by the hand of heaven, then the person is still allowed to marry into the
Jewish
people.
Like an accident.
So if it's like an accident, yeah, like the examples he brings, like the person was born in this way, so he would still be allowed to marry into the Jewish people. Or if he was struck by lightning, etc. But if it happens by an injury caused by a person, then the person is forbidden from marrying into the Jewish people. And then the Mishnah finishes off, it says, Betzur Daka Kurus Shifcha Mutarin Begiores. They are permitted to marry Gairim over Mushacheres and Canaanite slaves that have been freed. Because they're not allowed to enter into the congregation. The Pasuk says, Shenemar, Lo Yavo Betzur Daka Kurus Shifcha Bikal Hashem. They're allowed to come into the congregation. And that word congregation, the Mephoshim learns out, only applies to like the initial, you know, like the body of the Jewish people. People who join afterwards are not designated in that category of congregation as it applies to that word. So such a person, a Petzur Daka or a Chris Shifcha, would be allowed to marry a convert and would be allowed to marry into a Canaanite slave that was freed, who then became Jewish afterwards.